This weekend at the Epic Center in downtown Kalamazoo, Theater Kalamazoo presents its new Playfest, a free festival featuring fresh work by Kalamazoo playwrights. Here to talk about it are Steve Pfeffer, a professor of English at Western Michigan University with a doctorate in theater and drama from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and playwright Amber Palmer, a master's student in playwriting at WMU. Thank you both for joining me this morning on WMUK.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So this is not the first Playfest that Theater Kalamazoo has presented. We are in year 9, I believe, Steve?
Yeah, this is the 9th year of it. It oddly goes back even further than that. It started, Ed Ment and I, who is director of theater at K College, we had this idea to pair our student playwrights, both at WMU and K, with our lively Kalamazoo theater scene. So there was a few years it was just K and WMU playwrights, but it seemed such a good idea that Theater Kalamazoo got involved, the Gilmore Foundation. And so for 9 years, it's been downtown at the Epic Center, and we've been doing a festival of new work featuring Kalamazoo playwrights.
Why is it important to have a festival like this of new works?
Well, first of all, it's really unique that a city does this. I mean, I think it speaks to what a lively theater scene that Kalamazoo is, that it can support such a festival. I guess the best way to describe it is I arrived at school yesterday and I saw 6 of the semi trucks for Phantom of the Opera, and I guess there's 20 of them, or and I was thinking, well, you know, even Phantom of the Opera had to be a new play once, you know, now it's toured all over the world. And so, I mean, these plays, and the theater starts with the play, they start somewhere, and we have such so much wonderful talent here. So to give that talent a chance to work on their play and develop it with our local theaters, I think is extremely important. Have to keep developing new work and new plays and new playwrights for the repertory.
I have a kind of maybe a dumb question, but can playwriting be taught, or do people just show up with a lot of raw talent and that's really what makes or breaks it?
I mean, I'd like to think it can be taught. I mean, I've been a playwriting professor for, a while now. I mean, I think it is a craft. There's a reason why mm-hmm. playwright is spelled W-R-I-G-H-T. But like you said, I mean, I think, hopefully Amber will speak to this with some of my students. I mean, I think, you know, I have a role in developing voices. And I mean, I'm really fortunate that I get to work with amazing, exciting writers with so much to say. I mean, I sometimes feel like, you know, my job is just not to mess them up in some regards. They're so talented. But Amber's certainly one of those playwrights.
Well, let's talk to Amber here for a moment. I mean, you were accepted into this master's program, so mm-hmm. obviously you have talent. But can you speak to any points or breakthroughs that you feel did push you forward in terms of your development?
Yeah, so just in being here at Western, I've had a lot of really great opportunities. Last year, I was a part of the Activate Midwest New Play Festival, which is another new play festival we do here. It's through Western, though, rather than the whole of Kalamazoo. And just kind of having the opportunity to hear work and work on it, especially in an environment like that where you have actors and directors and resources, I think can be really valuable and just helping develop everything,
And this is such an important aspect of the festival. So we get the scripts and begin working on them in November, but the goal isn't to say, okay, these are scripts that are ready to be published or ready to be produced, that these are workshop productions, and the playwrights are writing up until the moment that we go up. They're script in hand, stage readings, and in that way, the playwrights can continue their work. They really don't know often entirely what they have until they're in the hands of the actor, until they're moving through. I mean, I think your play is a really good example in the sense that, I mean, Amber's play's been, you know, we've read it a number of times, we've had it on the workshop table, but it wasn't until watching a run, I think last Saturday, it has a really unique setting, which is in the projector room of this old movie theater. And I was kind of like, oh, you know, we need a few, it seems like we're missing a few lines that might put us in that place in a way that we're not gonna get, you know, without the set or that sort of thing. It was real revelatory because we knew the play for a while.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely been interesting with that play because I wrote the first draft of it in January last year, so it's been about a year of work on something that's only 10 minutes long, which can feel kind of crazy. But it has been really interesting because I walked into this thinking, oh, I think this is pretty close to done. And then every time I'd hear it more and more, I'd be like, oh, wait, no, that joke can fire better. No, that's not quite working the way I thought it was. This isn't as clear as I thought. So it, just in like the matter of 2 weeks, it's changed quite a bit.
Right. And some plays get, you know, more work or need more work than others. We had one play that started as a four-character play. It's a play about three daughters who, to determine their mom's inheritance, have to conclude who's mom's favorite. And originally there were four characters in the play. There was a lawyer, but by the end of last Saturday, the lawyer was gone. You know, it felt like the play was tighter, the dramatic action stronger, the women had more of a chance to interact with the lawyer character gone. And so that's part of the process, too. You know, the actor was wonderful. And in fact, you know, we were talking last night, if he wasn't as good as he was, we wouldn't have been able to see that he could be gone in an odd way, you know, that we didn't need him.
My goodness, there's such an element of being open to change and open to hearing criticism and open to completely new avenues in your own work, which you would start off, Amber, you know, at your favorite writing place, writing for yourself in a way, mm-hmm. you know, and then it has to become other people's work.
Yeah, and I think that can be very difficult for some people, but I don't know, I've always loved that aspect of it. I love being in a room with actors and directors and just hearing people do their own work with the thing I've brought, like listening to actors in the room talk about, now, why is this character doing this? And, you know, sometimes they say things, you're like, oh, yeah, that is why they're doing that. Yeah, okay. So I think it just can be very exciting to have other people's eyes on something you've been staring at for so long.
My guests are Amber Palmer, who is a master's student and playwright at Western, and Steve Pfeffer, a longtime professor of English and involved with Theater Kalamazoo for a long time. We are talking about the 9th annual Theater Kalamazoo New Play Fest. Now, for listeners who are interested, the performances begin on Friday at 7:30 p.m. and continue through Saturday with afternoon performances beginning at 2 p.m. and continuing on through Saturday night. How many playwrights might be represented this year?
There's 8 playwrights. And so the idea is that every playwright gets paired with one of our local Kalamazoo theaters.
So does that work?
Plays are submitted in July, and there'll be a formal call that goes out. And I encourage people who've always wanted to write a play to submit, get it done by July, send it in. These are all mostly short plays, 10-minute plays to 20 to 25-minute plays. 10-minute plays are in the one-act form. We have a meeting in August where a blue ribbon panel of Kalamazoo theater professionals select the plays. And part of that process is then going back to the individual theaters that are part of Theater Kalamazoo and, you know, trying to find the right work for their particular theater, work that interests them. And then they're responsible for providing the director, for casting the play, providing the rehearsal space. And then the exciting thing is that all these theaters come together at the Epic for this weekend. So people who may go to one theater but don't go to other theaters have a chance, because each series of plays has 4 of the short plays. So if you're used to going to the Civic, you know, maybe you'll be seeing a play at Queer Theater Kalamazoo, or if you're used to going to Center Stage, maybe you'll see like a WMU play or one of those kind of things.
Oh, all in one place. It's at the Judy Jolliffe Theater in the Epic Center in downtown Kalamazoo. And it's a nice example of how theater companies who have to work around each other all season, not to overlap their productions, are actually all together for one weekend, mm-hmm. Sharing resources and, you know, and celebrating the essence of theater, which I guess begins with the play itself.
Yeah. Well, we have an old expression, playwrights are the gods of the theater. But maybe that's just my expression.
Is there any chance that I would not get into the drama because it's not fully staged, or there's not enough props and costumes and music and stuff like that?
I don't think so. I think the thing that's so wonderful with this festival specifically is, while actors do have scripts in hand, they're still acting, they're still performing. There are minimal props and minimal set to kind of help set the scene a little bit. But we're really, really lucky, and we have some really good actors who can pull you right in.
And it's also, these are not concert readings. Sometimes you see readings in new plays where it's actors at music stands. We fully move through the play. We have a tech and a designer. We have a sound and lighting designer who's worked on all the plays. As Amber said, our company is excellent. We feel sometimes you maybe even don't even notice the scripts, or they find really creative ways to use them that becomes part of the action. Plus, the thing I would emphasize is, I mean, good storytelling is good storytelling. And we have a diverse array of stories that come to the forefront in a variety of genres. There's comedies, there's, you know, more serious work. There's a mix, but I think people will be won over by the excellence of the dramaturgy of the storytelling. Plus, they're part of the process after each of the plays. After each of the series of plays, there's a talk back with the playwright. So if they have further questions for Amber, they can ask away, or any of our of our playwrights.
Your play, Amber, has a really curious title.
Yeah.
It's called Baby Dyke Whisperer.
Yeah.
I need to hear a little more about this.
Yeah. So essentially the play revolves around these two women who are going on a date, and one of them is new to this idea of dating women, and the other has dated a lot of young lesbians, which there's a slang term called baby dykes. And so she jokingly says, well, I'm the baby dyke whisperer. Like, I, you know, dated so many of them. So it's kind of about this idea of people from two completely different perspectives within this diverse community sort of coming together and finding some equal footing. So
for some people not familiar with the community, they would be lumped together as one type of
person.
But this is a play about how very different the community can be.
Yeah, for sure.
Some of the other playwrights that are participating include names I recognize, such as Deborah Ann Percy and Arnold Johnston.
Right, and they've done an adaptation of a book by Steve Hamilton, who's a mystery suspense writer from the UP, so their play's an adaptation. So we do have some experienced writers like Arnie and Debbie, and then there's, you know, newer writers also.
Like, who might you point out from that?
Olivia Trappin's play, she's really new. She's been writing for the last couple of years, but she's wonderful. I had her in an introductory playwriting workshop at WNU. I just thought she was terrific. Her play's called Strangers on a Cliff, and it's a wonderful, simple story about sustainability. In some ways, it's about two forest rangers who, I mean, literalize the expression, like, you can't see the forest through the trees, that here they are working in the myopia of their world inside the forest, but not really seeing the larger pictures of nature, you know, and it's really nicely done, kind of a simple, wonderfully simple comedy. Tucker Rafferty, who's been a theater artist in town for a number of years. Mm-hmm. His play's terrific. It's about an African-American father and African-American son. It's called Prep School. And it's about how the father's trying to teach the son how to walk through his neighborhood in the morning just to get to school. It's extremely powerful and, you know, and really well done, really tight one act. And then we have other, you know, new playwrights from K College, Dances on Knives by Annika Wag. I mean, her play is about two dancers from the ballet world, two sisters who are kind of struggling with their relationship, and one of the sisters' relationship to the ballet itself. She's a dancer of color, and she feels, you know, she's alone in that space and has sort of felt alone in terms of her art and relationship to her family. And it's very, you know, very funny and also really affecting. Hmm.
A huge variety of individual voices from a cast of from a pool of actors that have such experience in West Michigan. It's the 9th annual Theater Kalamazoo New Play Fest. It starts Friday and continues on Saturday. It's all downtown at the Epic Center. Mm-hmm. So, should there be an expectation for these pieces to be staged again or be changed or turn into full-length plays, or is that not the point?
No, that is the whole point. No, I mean, part of what we talk about is that we do not imagine this is the last resting place for any of these plays. And we've had plays from the festival go on to publication, to win awards with the Kennedy Center, to be developed into larger, longer plays. So that is the expectation. That's why we're doing the work that we do. I mean, Tucker's play, Prep School's already even had a reading as part of the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. But I know, I mean, what are your hopes for the process, or what are you thinking in terms of your play?
Yeah, I've been sending it out to a bunch of different places, trying to get to that next reading or production. But for now, I'm just trying to make sure I have it fine-tuned, ready to go.
Steve, have any other organizations around the country or elsewhere contacted you to ask about what you're doing right with New Playfest?
Where I see it more is we're very fortunate within our program that we bring in a guest playwright every semester as part of our Frostic series. And when we talk about what we're doing, people from larger theater cities, they can't believe that it's something that we do. You know, sometimes they say it's something they've been trying to do or would like to do. I think one of the most amazing things, too, is, I mean, I don't know why I continue to be surprised, but we have great houses. Like, people turn out to the festival. I mean, sometimes it's because they know people in the show, of course, they know the playwright. But we have regulars who come, and they're excited to ask questions of the playwrights and respond to the work. So my fellow playwrights who come to town often are really struck by, you know, that Kalamazoo supports this, not only that we do it, and, you know, it really interests them in terms of their own theater community.
Steve and Amber, thank you so much for previewing the next Playfest, which is downtown this weekend. Is there, I know there's a dedicated website, theaterkalamazoo.com is one place.
Right. Yeah, it's Theater Kalamazoo. That would be, you can find all the information that you would need there.
Okay. Well, unless you have any final thoughts.
Thank you so much for having
you.
Us. We really appreciate it.
Yes,
look forward to seeing people at the festival.
Yeah, that's this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Jolliffe Theater in the Epic Center. To find out more, look up Theater Kalamazoo online. And Steve and Amber, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.